his rotund form and round, cheery face were well loved. When he turned up at any of our projects, kids that knew him would run to him. The staff lit up when he walked into a room, Lennonberg said. Simon Manning, who joined World Vision in 2014, said Halaby could also be stubborn professionally. They worked closely on projects and would spar, including when designing child-friendly spaces for children traumatized by the war. It is hilarious, looking back, but I wanted to provide just water for the kids, but he was adamant it should be juice, Manning said. We spent more than a year arguing about it. Another time, at the end of the 2014 war, Manning wanted to provide cash to displaced families, rather than hygiene kits and food, but Halaby insisted cash was a bad idea, as he had worries about the money being stolen. He is just a stubborn guy, with all the positives and negatives that come with that, Manning said. Megan McGrath, a former World Vision project officer, believes Halaby saved her from an attempted abduction. The two met in the Egyptian Sinai region in 2012, where staff were gathering for meetings. On a day off, a small group decided to go quad biking in the desert, accompanied by two local men. McGrath, who is the only non-Arabic speaker on the trip, describes how Halaby got into a fight with the two guides after he heard them talking about kidnapping her for ransom. One of the would-be kidnappers had a knife. He put his life on the line for someone he just met a day earlier, McGrath said. After that incident, McGrath and Halaby remained friends. During one of her trips to Gaza, around 2013, they were having dinner when the conversation turned to politics. He explained to me that a number of his family had been arrested and he felt Hamas was responsible, McGrath said. He was crying. He really despised the Hamas leadership. Lennonberg, who worked in Afghanistan during the rise of the Taliban in the 90s, as well as in Pakistan, Southeast Asia, and elsewhere during a career spanning 3 decades, said she had no reason to distrust Halaby. I am an experienced humanitarian worker. You can tell the staff who are on the take. Their relationship with colleagues and communities is very different. Fear is palpable, the disconnect, the self-interest. It becomes clear very quickly. That was not Muhammad, she said.